Hare Krishna, we will continue today our little seminar on the qualities of Sri Krishna. I was for a long time unsure what of the 64 qualities or which of the 64 qualities we should take today, but finally I settled that maybe the best quality for today would be Krishna's compassion. I think we all know by now that most properly the mercy of Krishna, thank you very much, is the most important factor in our spiritual life. See, all of us, or all of you, work so hard for Krishna. You chant, you get up early, and now more and more in our heart the desire comes to manifest the Moscow temple. Sometimes we might ask ourselves, what does Krishna think about his devotees in this world? What does Krishna think about my struggles? What does Krishna think about me when I think I'm lonely and God has forgotten me? And at such a time we are very, very interested to hear about Krishna's compassion for his devotees. Srila Prabhupada follows Rupa Goswami's definition and says what compassion means. It means a person who is unable to bear another's distress is called compassionate. See, when you see someone in distress, there are basically three reactions. One is, well, he deserves it. Another is a neutral reaction. And the third is, wow, he's suffering so much. Let me do something to help him. At that time, when a human being develops the idea that I must help this person by some psychosomatic movement, a little red spot will develop here in his eye, here. This red spot comes when there is compassion in the heart. Now I request all of you to make an experiment. Turn towards Lord Jagannath and tell me what you see around his eyes. It's all red. Not just a little spot here. The Lord is so red because he is around his eyes because by some transcendental psychosomatic situation he has so much compassion. And as a result of his compassion, his arms are opening like this, as if to embrace the whole world. This is how compassionate Krishna is. Srila Rupa Goswami offers two examples of Krishna's compassion. We will analyze most of our time his first example, his compassion to the imprisoned kings. There was once a demon. His name was Jarasandra. He was like an old Frankenstein because he was joined by two halves of the body. You know Frankenstein? More monster, yes. He had defeated in single combat 20,800 kings. And he had thrown them into a mountain prison, fortress which he called Giri Droni. He kept them very hungry. Their faces were dried up. Do you know why? Because from time to time the soldiers of Jarasandha would come and take some of these kings and slaughter them as an offering to a very ghastly form of Lord Shiva whom Jarasandha was worshipping. No one could know who was the next one to be slaughtered. Imagine every 5 minutes there would be some dark dressed people coming into this hall and carrying one of you away, and you would hear later outside of the hall the sounds of terror and then head chopping. Imagine how full of anxiety we would be, because we would not know if we would be next. Krishna heard about this, and he decided to personally appear within the prison. But first he fought and defeated Jarasandha. He worked through his devotee Bhima Sen. He arranged this killing of Jarasandha through Bhima Sena, his devotee. When these poor kings saw... Now let us think for a while. We are also living in the fortress, in the material world. And all the time people are brought away by death out of this fortress. Inside of us is therefore a deep anxiety, which is the cause of all other fears, and that's the fear of our own personal death. Deep in our psychology are the waves of fear flowing. Deep existential anxiety. We can try to cover it up, but it always breaks out at certain occasions. Behind all fears which we possibly have is the basic fear of our own mortal end. We are maybe afraid of loneliness or of misunderstanding. But really, behind all this are the waves of fear, the fear of our own death. This fear only stops the moment you are in the spiritual world, in your eternal svarupa or identity as a servant of Krishna. Krishna saw the kings in their anxiety. He heard their prayers. And one day, all of a sudden, in the dark cave of the prison of these 20,800 kings, Krishna simply appeared. Waves of mercy were coming from his transcendental body. The cave lit up, not only with light, but with Krishna's compassion. He had a lovely and very joyful face. He had dancing earrings. He had his valuable Kustuba jewel on his chest, which put a nice reddish glow around the cave. And from his body, a very nice fragrance emanated. The king seemed to drink the beauty of Krishna through their eyes into their heart. And they bow down to him. And with joined palms, they said this prayer, which I would request you to pray with me. They said, obeisances to you, O Lord, of all powerful beings. You are destroying the suffering of your surrendered devotee. Please save us from this terrible material life, which has made us so sad. Please recite this beautiful prayer with me. But you have to chant it loud and with feeling so that the sound will go through the coverings of the universe, which is your personal prison. Namaste.
Namaste.
Deva. Devesha Prapanati Haravaya Prapanan Pahi Na Krishna Nivinan Gaura Sanskritis. Sometimes, my dear devotees, when we hear how big the austerities of the devotees in previous times were, we feel so much desperation in our heart. Think of Ambarish Maharaj making so much austerity. For 1 year he fasted to obtain Krishna's pleasure. We can't do these austerities. We are not determined always. But when we hear about Krishna's compassion, which is even going to the most lowliest of creatures, then we can raise our hands and dance in ecstasy. Yes, there is one prayer. It says, "My dear Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of your devotees. But I am not a devotee. You can't be my friend. But you have another name. Dina Bandhu, friend of the fallen. And I am very fallen. Therefore you are my friend." This is a prayer of a devotee. Now, let us now think how we will get the mercy of Krishna, the compassion. What do you do when you want someone's compassion? Oops, thank you. You have to somehow get it. Imagine you hear that there is a rich man in Russia who is prepared to give everyone $20,000 if he just comes to his door. But you hear that it's very difficult to get to the door, because there are many, many people from Kazakhstan and Armenia who are before the door. So how will you get there? You would think maybe no one is there in the night, so I will get up very early. I will get up at 4 o'clock, the usual time I have to get up when I go to Mangal Aarti. Or maybe I will get some, like Icarus. Do we know Icarus in Russia? Some artificial wings. And then I learn flying, and I fly over all these people from Kazakhstan and Armenia. Yeah. You will become very creative, in other words, to somehow get to his door. Have you ever thought how you could come quickly before the door of God? What way? Oh, this is a very practical question. Now you have become very creative. Maybe I should drown myself in the Yamuna. Or maybe, well, this is too extreme. Oh, Krishna. We become creative when we... Prabhupada says the best way is to go to Krishna's extremely compassionate nature.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhupada says, actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach Him. But the devotee is taking advantage of His compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Prabhupada once wrote a poem where he said, I emphatically want to say something. Emphatically means with a lot of urgency. It's like you put everything into your statement when you make an emphatic statement. Listen. You will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only. When Srimati Radharani becomes pleased upon you. Yes, there's no one who is as compassionate as Srimati Radharani. Once Srimati Radharani saw a newborn calf in Vrindavan. And because the calf was just so fresh and so soft lips, he had eaten some dry grass, and one grass had pierced the lip. So Srimati Radharani was shedding tears of compassion. Oh, babies. So she took some kumkum powder and with her own hands smeared this medicine upon the lip of the calf. Now, do you know why she was so compassionate to that calf? Because this calf was born to one of Krishna's most favorite cows. In other words, Radharani is more compassionate to someone who pleases and serves Krishna. Oh, she is very compassionate to someone who has a direct relationship, not to a cow which serves Krishna, but to a devotee who serves Krishna. When we hear about Srimati Radharani's compassion and Krishna's compassion, we should develop a feeling in our heart to also be compassionate towards others. So often we are not compassionate even to devotees. We are from Russia and we have hot temperaments. And we sometimes act a little impulsive. I know this because I'm from also Slavic country, Serbia. I once said to the devotees in Serbia, we have to put in our heart an emotional traffic light. When we feel some harsh emotion, we should put the semaphore on red. Don't act upon this harsh feeling. The temple in Moscow will only be built when we are full of love for each other. So sometimes we have to say stop to our feelings and then switch on yellow. What would be a better way to act now? What would be good for this person and what would also be good for my spiritual life? And then we go on green. Prabhu, I have a different opinion than you, but one can do things in many ways for Krishna. Yes, emotional semaphores are very useful in devotional life. See, sometimes you might think, well, you talked about Krishna's compassion, but is he really compassionate to me? Does he appear really for me? Where is Krishna in my life? Where is Krishna's compassion in my situation? Listen very carefully about Krishna's compassionate plan for you. Krishna's first expansion in the world is Balaram. Then in order to show compassion to the souls who do not wish to be in Goloka Vrindavan but more in Vaikuntha, he comes into the Narayan and the Chaturvyuha forms. Then to show further compassion for the souls who fall into this world, he comes as Mahavishnu. To show further compassion, he goes into your heart as Paramatma. He comes as the different avatars. And maybe you still cannot perceive Krishna? Then he comes as the deity on the altar. But maybe still you cannot feel Krishna. So because he is very compassionate, he comes in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I really feel after many, many years in Krishna consciousness that we somehow have to make it work with our relationship with the holy name. And for the remaining part of this little class about Krishna's compassion, I want to talk about Naam Kripa, or the mercy of the holy name. I really want to see Gaurahari. Can you come? And our Danga player, can you please come? See, if you, yes, they have understood. If you really learn to chant the holy name properly, then from this name of Krishna, the divine form will manifest. Please, one Nidanga player, sit here. This is actually a deep science. We have this little experience in this world how from sound form can come. It is when the telephone rings. Ring, ring. Da. Sergei! Oh, Sergei! Nasi dragi, Sergei! You know, we say like this. Sergei? No, Russian name? Yeah, Sergei. We say da. Da. Sergei! Sonia! we say like this. Sergei! Because when we hear Sergei talking, we see him before us. His red cheeks, his face which looks like the moon, his strong body full with potatoes. And you know, just by the sound of Sergei, we see Sergei. And through the telephone, we feel like, mwah, like this. People do. People do. Yes, 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 yes. So. But it's the same principle. Through the sound, form comes, can happen in the Hare Krishna mantra. When a devotee chants, like I remember when Prabhupada chanted one day in Mayapur, he actually saw Krishna. He started to cry in ecstasy. The room was silent. And we didn't know what to do. Some of us also started crying. Because there was such a wonderful atmosphere emanating from Srila Prabhupada. So I would like now to make all of you scientists of the Holy Name. Give you six little rules through which Krishna will manifest in your chanting. But first we will chant a little to tune ourselves in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go Premanandi, Hare 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 Bo. Now you need to open your ears and your hearts. We wish to understand now how Krishna's compassionate nature will, or how Krishna will work in his compassion through the holy name. Now, some of you who will hear this will hear it here and will, and then it will go quickly through the 7 centimeters and will leave them here. So maybe you have to open one ear and close the other. Please listen carefully, this is important. We came to this movement to experience Krishna. This is a science. And you will hear now a little of this science from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. If some of you are accustomed to take notes, this is a good time to do this. If you want to experience Krishna in the form of the holy name, you must chant with Radhanath Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Bravo, bravo. We will start on a very simple level and then go higher in more deeper spiritual techniques. We will give 6 rules now. And the first ones will be quite mechanical. But then we will go into the area of the heart. I want to again say, because it's very important, this will be a discussion how what a devotee can do in this world so that he experiences Krishna's compassionate nature through Krishna in the form of his holy name. If you want to chant and improve your chanting, you first need to do some preparations. It's like when you want to do a very important journey or endeavor, you need to prepare yourself. The physical preparations are take enough sleep before you chant. Then the day before or the evening before you want to don't take so much heavy food. This is how you can prepare the body. But that's not sufficient. We need to prepare our mind as well. The mind is very cooperative to chant if you do these things which I will tell you now, and very uncooperative if you don't do them. You can best chant really when the mind comes into a prayerful mood. If the mind becomes Krishnarized. To Krishnarize the mind, we really have to read in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam there is a shloka that it says, if you read the Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna will manifest on the lotus of your heart. Why do we read? Is it an intellectual sport? No, it is so that we can think of Krishna. The reading from the Shastra will give us the opportunity to think of Krishna. But you can also, before chanting, prepare yourself by this Sanatan Goswami's instruction by making a sankalpa. Sankalpa means like a declaration of your intention. The declaration of your intention. When you sit down, take your bibek, you should say, stop for a moment. Then you say, Krishna, I really wish to praise your holy name now. If you take your bibek automatically and then automatically chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Every day the same thing. No, Sankalpa means I'm really trying to pray. Please, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, help me. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So the first is physical and mental preparation. The second, still physical rule is to find a good time. My dear devotees, the Brahma Muhuta, that is just before the sun rises, is so good for chanting. Please get up in your houses in Russia at the Brahma Muhuta time for chanting. Find a good place to chant. When you are alone, you should have like a little altar and always sit on this place on your baitak before your altar. To chant with tulasi is very good. To have in the background maybe a little tape of Srila Prabhupada chanting japa with the devotee, so that you can chant with a pure devotee and everyone. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says when there is Sankirtan, there should be at least one pure devotee present so that he will attract Krishna to come. Krishna himself says he is not in the heart of the yogis nor in Vaikuntha, but there where his devotees chant his holy name. I remember yesterday when we looked out to you, you were all very happy in some chakra formation. It seems that Krishna Sudarshan chakra was appearing amongst the men devotees here. Krishna actually comes when the devotees chant. So chant at a place where devotees are, or you can make maybe a little tape, but not so loud that you don't hear yourself. The right place for chanting the holy name can also sometimes be in solitude. I have noticed one thing. When I want to be with my friends, I need to be alone with my friend. And then we will walk and talk freely. But when there are so many people around, sometimes it's difficult to walk and talk freely. You know, when you are, some of you are grihasthas, what do you do when your relationships turn distant and cold? Or sometimes, as brahmacharis, we feel, there's not this hearty relationship any longer with my fellow brahmachari. Then you actually need to spend time together to walk and talk freely. Then the relationship becomes intense again. So sometimes we need to also chant in solitude, all alone, only with Krishna, only for Krishna. It's very powerful. Then another mechanical rule is the posture. Sit properly. I meant it in a general way. Like an erect, the spine should be erect. Usually, you know, we develop a Hare Krishna back situation where we sit like this. This is not good for your psychology. He has so many nerves for your organs and for your back. And I'm one of these back patients. I know what I'm telling you. When you chant, you should sit straight. A lot of energy will flow. And you can concentrate your mind. Now, after these physical preparations, we will go deeper. We will talk about one other mental preparation. To concentrate with your mind. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, in the shloka, yata yata nishchalati. He says, wherever the mind goes, you have to learn to pull it back. Now, don't do this in a forceful way, but in a gentle way. When you become angry, about your mind, then a problem develops. You only think about that what you don't want to think about. I will end this because it's so important with a little story from Mahabharata. Krishna went with Satyaki and Balaram, and they wanted to reach a town by night. But by the inconceivable plan of the Lord, they could not reach, and therefore were forced to sleep in the night. Krishna told Satyaki and Balaram, okay, we will divide the night in three portions and each one of us will have to guard the others during his portion. And with these words, the Lord and Balaram went to rest. Satyaki, the disciple of Arjuna, was waiting, trying to keep awake. All of a sudden, he saw a most powerful demon. I'm very hungry. If you allow me to eat your friends, I will spare you. Just say yes and let me eat them. Satyaki thought, you rascal! Who could suggest such an immoral thing to you? Just fight now! And he fought and fought and fought. But the demon became stronger and stronger and stronger and finally threw him on the floor. Satyaki was just waiting for the teeth of the demon to
to eat his vein.
But after some time he opened his eyes and the demon was gone. Oops, maybe I've dreamt, said Satyaki. Anyways, I go to sleep now and wake Balaram. Balaram was there, the same demon came. Allow me to eat your friends, then I spare you. I'm very hungry. Decide fast. There was also a fight. In the end, the demon was gone. Balaram thought, maybe I have also dreamt this. Let's wake Krishna. So Krishna also confronted the demon. But the demon said, allow me to eat your friends. Krishna laughed at the demon. The demon became smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Then Krishna took the thumb-like demon and rolled him in his dhoti. In the morning, Satyaki was awakening. I had a terrible dream. A demon suggested me to be the witness how he would eat both of you. I said, fight with me like a Kshatriya. And he defeated me. Then he was gone. I said, Balaram, why didn't you tell me about this demon? I thought it was a dream. A projection. Krishna was smiling all this time. Then he rolled up his dhoti and he said, is it this demon? And the demon had his head down a little bit like this. Yes, said Satyaki, but he was so big. Krishna said, this demon is your own anger. When you fight with your anger, it becomes bigger. Have you noticed this? When you think only about your bad qualities from morning till evening, they become bigger and bigger and bigger. It's important to say, my dear Krishna, you have said you are so compassionate. I am very helpless. Please appear in my heart. And you take care of the problems. Because if you are in my heart, I am protected. So in chanting, don't think about your bad qualities. Think about my dear Lord. I want to please you. This is the concentration on Krishna. This is to pull the mind back from the material things. Even if the material things happen to be your own mental attitudes, your own weaknesses. When we chant, we want to chant with having Krishna in the mind. Yes, we can lament, and we must lament. I am fallen. I have fallen to the ocean of birth and death. Oh, Gopinath, I am a fallen sinner. But we should turn to the Lord, hoping that He is true to His word, that He is compassionate. Remember, a compassionate person is a person who is unable to bear another's distress. Krishna has this characteristic. He will save His devotee out of His compassion. But we must turn to Him. And how to do this, we will discuss tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. I do not know. Please watch the announcements about what is happening tomorrow exactly with the seminars. Tomorrow we have Ratha Yatra Day. After having discussed three mechanical helps for chanting, we will go now into where to turn our heart when we chant. I want to say something little where I want to criticize my audience. I always notice in the beginning you come very hesitatingly. And then after 10 or 15 minutes the room fills up. But it's when there's an atmosphere like in the train station, then it's so difficult to develop these very deep points. So please do not come according to Russian time, but according to, and also not according to Indian time. But according to a British concept of time. Please excuse me for saying this. But I want to also say it is a great, you're so kind. I mean, it's so nice to lecture about these points. My heart is just filled with gratitude. I must tell you very honestly that I personally can learn a lot from you, because you are people of the heart. We preach in Germany, and it is a very hard service. People are very ice cold. And just to see you smiling and kirtan and dancing and laughing and sweating is just a very, very good therapy for me. I'm slowly starting to melt also. So I wish you all the best. But please remember, somehow we are talking about Krishna coming to His devotees, and this means He comes as His holy name. Let us not ignore Him. So we have, each one of us has to make the chanting work for himself or herself. With this we want to end. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrī Hari nām ki, Krishna karunā ki, Gau Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.